Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories. We tell them live.
And we tell them every month at the Canal Cafe Theatre.
This story was told by Chris Lockery
in November 2009,
where the theme was powers.
I never really wanted to be the sort of person who had a strong opinion on fancy dress, but I turned out to be that. Being the quietly competitive sort, when I received an invitation to a fancy dress party that the entire sixth form was going to go to, the theme of which was good versus evil, I decided that I would put my natural indifference to dressing up to one side and really pull out all the stops. At the time, I'd been working at a local theatre and knew that they had 15 years worth of pantomime costumes stashed somewhere in their store, so I called in a favour. I must have spent a good half hour raiding rack after rack and had almost settled on a rather fetching nun ensemble when, to my wide-eyed glee, behind a bulky Buzz Lightyear costume, I found a full red Power Rangers costume. Now, what was so perfect about this costume was it was obviously homemade. The theatre was so badly funded that they couldn't afford to purchase any official Power Ranger merchandise, so some enterprising young spark had made a makeshift suit with a belt buckle made of cardboard, ninja boots made of white Wellingtons, and a helmet that was really nothing more than a red swimming cap. It was a pretty dreadful professional theatrical costume, but it looked like the most amazing amateur effort you have ever seen. There was just one slight drawback to the costume. It looked like it had been designed to fit a child of seven. A child of seven who, even with his hair gelled up and his back straight as a poker, would have had trouble passing himself off for 5 foot. And here was I, 17 years old, 6'3", and my heart absolutely set on it. Thankfully, and I use the word in the loosest possible sense, it was made entirely out of Lycra. So all I had to do was hold my breath while I put it on. And it turns out I cut quite the figure in full body Lycra. As when I arrived at the party, I was greeted with a hero's welcome. High fives aplenty, back slaps left, right and centre, drinks thrust in my hand, roars and roars of laughter. It was an amazing reception and kind of intoxicating. You see, I wasn't, and still am not, the type to turn heads when entering a room. Certainly not in a positive way. My friends, I'd like to think, are generally glad to see me whenever I turn up somewhere, but never before had I seen a stranger seem so glad to see me. Yet here for an hour or so, I had people, all sorts of people, coming up to me, telling me that they love my costume, that they love Power Rangers, and how brave I was. I liked that, brave. I hadn't really thought about it before. They'd said it, but in this costume, I did feel sort of brave. I felt important, I felt powerful, and yes, I felt brave. So I took to the dance floor. Felicity was in the year above me, and the girls in our year had a nickname for her. They called her Chainsaw. She was a fearsome creature, a self-confessed, cold-hearted witch of a woman. But this is, you understand, not without a certain sexual charm. She had the allure of a soap opera villain, the immaculately glossy and glamorous bitch, a woman straight from the pages of a Jackie Collins novel. She absolutely terrified me. But tonight I was in no mood to be terrified. Tonight I was feeling brave. And so when, on the dance floor, I noticed her bum bump into mine, where normally I would have felt sick with fear that she was about to scratch the face from my skull, I started to smile. I thought, Chainsaw's hitting on me. Then it happened again. Only this time it wasn't a bump, and I could tell that it wasn't a bump because I could feel the bones of her forefinger and thumb digging deep into the flesh of my ass, and that didn't happen with bumping. That happened with pinching. The pinch felt deliberate enough to get me to turn around. So I did. And there was Chainsaw, standing by herself, staring at me with a look that I can only describe as being smouldering. She had, like most people at the party, been drinking, but it was still fairly early, and there was nothing at all in her manner to suggest that she was drunk. So it came as a bit of a surprise when, with a sneaky little flick of her right eyebrow, she slinked her hands onto my hips and pulled me in close. Our bodies slammed together quite uncomfortably, our bones crashing into each other. I kind of assumed she was wriggling around to find a way that we tessellated so that we could dance close, but the wriggling kept going. And then I realised what she was doing. She was grinding. She was grinding, and she was doing it with a frightening degree of precision. Now, I should point out, if it wasn't obvious enough already, that I am not the type of person that generally gets grinded against. Even people that I've sufficiently charmed into going out with me don't feel the urge to grind up against me, so I really had no clue as to what was going on. But there was no doubt in my mind that I was being ground against, and feeling important, feeling powerful, and feeling brave, I ground back. It was obscene. I was like a man possessed. My hands were running up and down and across her in a way that I have never run them across anyone else, not before, not since. Muscles that I thought were there purely to keep my legs attached to my body began to tingle. I even made an attempt to nibble at her ear, thinking it was a sexy thing to do. I was brave. It was about that time I heard the first burst of laughter. I brushed it off at first, but when I heard thumping on a table and cheering, I looked up. There, in a line, was a gaggle of her friends, male and female, looking on in shock, laughing in disbelief, and jeering in general distaste. I chose to ignore them and return to my grinding duties when suddenly a rather forceful hand was clamped onto my crotch, a hand that started rubbing away at it furiously. It was Felicity's, only Felicity didn't look much like Felicity anymore. She had a look of dead-eyed determination on her face, almost as if she was in physical pain. She looked like she pulled a muscle to 26.1 miles into a marathon, but was going to finish no matter what. "Come on!" she snarled at me. "Activate the power crystal." There was another wave of laughing and cheering, definitely, definitely directed at me. I batted her hand away and she began to cackle. "Come on," she said. "What's the matter? Are you embarrassed?" And then I realised what had been clear to everybody else in the room right from the start. There's a story you probably know about an emperor and his clothes. The emperor decides that he wants to look the part in front of his subjects. And he does this by getting some new clothes made out of a very special material. He then decides to attend a parade in public, wearing said outfit, seemingly oblivious to the fact that he is swanning about with his cock completely on show. She hadn't been trying to seduce me. She had simply been trying to arouse me. I was brave for no other reason than I had chosen to dress in an outfit that made it necessary for me to completely undress if I wanted to piss, and made me a target for erection-based practical jokes. I wasn't a hero. I wasn't even close. Felicity made one last grab for it. I caught her wrist and scowled at her. She smiled at me, flicked her wrist, effortlessly pulled it from my grasp. She then turned on her heel and walked out of the bar, followed by a howling pack of friends, leaving me on the dance floor, alone, and dressed in a 7-year-old's Power Ranger costume. But still, I thought, Chainsaw was hitting on me.
To take part in next month's show, Stories About Desire, or to hear more, head to sparklondon.com.
Spark London is produced by Joanna Yates, audio production by Matt Hill at rethinkdaily.co.uk.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.